my name is Patrick Staff. I'm an artist who's based between London and Los Angeles, but the work that I'm talking about is Hormonal Fog Study Number 3, which is a collaboration between myself and Candice Lynn, whose solo work is also included in Trigger. So Candice and I have been collaborating since 2010. We mostly work together in text and then in sculptures, and the sculptures that we make together most often have taken the form of smoke machines. It's very research-led. There's a lot of text, there's a lot of historical writing and newly produced texts that we kind of co-author together. But the whole project is kind of informed by this practice of rereading botanical texts through a queer lens. So these sculptures that Candice and I make are normally smoke machines that we've taken apart and hacked in some way. We kind of hack them and take them apart, and into the fog juice we introduce herbal tinctures. And so these common botanical ingredients that are like licorice or certain types of mushrooms, black cohosh, most of these botanical ingredients contain antiandrogens. Antiandrogens are a class of drug known for suppressing testosterone production in the human body. So the installation of these fog machines in the galleries creates this kind of slow forming cloud that drifts through the space. And we think of it as enacting a sort of potential intrusion of a disruptive botanical knowledge. And one that's the one that potentially kind of cross-pollinates and infects bodies with the ecosystem of the gallery and the institution. There's a certain dualism in the piece, that this this smoke that potentially slows down your body's making of testosterone has in some ways a positive potential. You know, I think there, for those of us who want to suppress the testosterone in our body, there's this pleasure in it, or there's like a almost like a joyousness in this environmental self-actualization. But obviously at the same time in the work, there's this suggestion of fear, and fear of pollution, and fear of paranoia, and a kind of, not fear of paranoia, but a paranoia of the environment around us. And in some ways, I think we are trying to question that. We're trying to question the sense that we think of our bodies as these pure, discrete things in the world that are constantly at threat from the environment around us, when in fact we're incredibly porous beings. And really, you know, we are these coagulations of many different types of matter that are bacterial and pollutive, and we pollute the environment around us as much as we absorb pollution. So there's this sense of trying to agitate what we think of as being the boundaries of our bodies.